And when did you begin your training?
I moved on to Western Supermare in September 1960. I stayed in the preliminary training schoolhouse, and I had a room to myself. I started as a cadet on the gynae ward, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Early October, my roommate arrived from Lagos, Nigeria, and she was a very, very good roommate to me. She was a mother of two children. She'd done her midwifery in Nigeria and come over to England to do her general nursing. And she looked on me as another sibling. She was in nearly 30 years of age, and I was only 18 then. And she was a great help to me, and she really mothered me. We commenced our general training in October, and I went through my 3 years of training with no hassle, except during my first lot of night duty. When you're on night duties, you move to the night quarters so that you're not disturbed. And I just come off night duty and gone to bed. And the cleaner didn't realize that. And she came into my bedroom and called out to me because she thought I'd overslept. And when she found that there was no response, she felt me and I was all cold and clammy. And she went running, screaming out of the room to the home matron to say that I was dead. Anyway, home matron came along and realized then that I had gone into a hypo. That was the first hypo I had, since leaving home. I can't remember having hypos when I was at home. And they transferred me to the nurse's sick bay. And they brought me round. I don't know what they gave me. I can't remember now. Anyway, after 48 hours, when they realized I was stabilized, they discharged me. And I went back to the nurse's home. And I happened to come out of my bedroom and blow me down. This same domestic was in the corridor. She took one look at me, screamed and yelled. She thought it was my apparition come back. The poor soul nearly had a heart attack.